WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells the New York Times the outcome of the presidential race might have been different if Vice President Harris had to first compete for the nomination.
Had the president gotten out sooner, there may have been other candidates in the race. Kamala, I think, still would have won, but she may have been stronger, having taken her case to the public sooner.
BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv that Russia launched drone attacks over Ukraine overnight.
Last night was a record. More than 145 were reportedly launched at cities and regions right across Ukraine. Here in Kyiv, in the center, the eastern Donetsk region, Kharkiv in the northeast, the list goes on. It really was a sizable attack.
That wildfire in Ventura County, California, continues to burn. Some losses cannot be replaced.
People say, oh, you know, everything else is replaceable, and it is, but that doesn't make it hurt any less. Blue is truly irreplaceable.
Blue was the family dog. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas, like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacob says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacob says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacob says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for healthcare or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacob says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A win for the Badger women. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team with an upset win over number 3 ranked Penn State, sweeping them 3-0. Wisconsin improving to a record of 18 wins and 5 losses. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo misquoted Friday night. The Bucks had lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden when Giannis was talking about his team's struggles and suddenly said, "If you don't want to be here, you can leave." That story went viral. It turns out Giannis was speaking to a New York reporter in the group who yawned and seemed bored.
Your willing and your intent is to get in the paint. You got to be in the right position. You got to move. You got to create space for guys to get in the paint. I feel like sometimes we hold the ball. Whenever the ball swung, they were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They were got in the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you.
Again, that's Giannis speaking to a reporter, not calling for one of his teammates to leave. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today. Some drizzle and fog as well. Highs in the lower to middle 50s. A light northwest wind developing. Across the area tonight, we'll see scattered clouds. That west breeze will continue as lows drop to the upper 30s. Right now, it's 48.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to podcasts and radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. We're on the air till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations on Veterans Day week. Thank you for being here. Have you noticed they're not writing these kind of songs anymore? So we'll stick with the golden oldies. That's it. And here's Nat Cole.
Grab yourself a chair and sit down and get you. Gonna hear some news of the military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport. There never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, 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 D-Day. We hope they'll soon be coming back, for now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. It'll take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, I will be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and the dooming you. For D-Day, 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 D-Day. Calm. Cut out that public speaking. I will be the big club false alarm. We got to help with any two. So buy those bonds and a doobie and you for D-Day, 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 D-Day.
It's a thriller called 36 Hours. The movie stars James Garner, who also produced it under the banner of his own company. Garner plays a U.S. Army major who's sent overseas on an intelligence mission to give false information to the Germans about the upcoming D-Day invasion. But his mission backfires when he's abducted by the enemy and subjected to an elaborate ruse designed to trick him into revealing the truth about the Allies' plans. This was not the first time James Garner starred in a movie about the D-Day invasion. He made 36 Hours just a few months after finishing work on the 1964 film The Americanization of Emily, which co-starred Julie Andrews and Melvin Douglas. This time around, Rod Taylor co-stars as a psychiatrist assigned to extract information from Garner, and Eva Marie Saint plays a concentration camp survivor who's forced to participate in the German scheme. At the time, both Rod Taylor and Eva Marie Saint had given some of their most memorable performances in two other thrillers directed by Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds and North by Northwest. 36 Hours, on the other hand, was directed and written by George Seton, who a few years later would earn an Oscar nomination for writing another tense drama, the 1970 disaster film Airport.
The actor Charles Durning landed on the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944. Here's Tom Hanks to introduce him.
Tuesday, June 6, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for, the invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe, Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. And the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and three Purple Hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day. But those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened all the time. My sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But that was, I was afraid. Was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up, and I didn't have a helmet, a a rifle, nothing. And I hit the beach. The guys pulled me in, who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, you'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody. Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge, you were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead, because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, do you want me to go first or would you go first? He said, you go first, I'll be right behind you. I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here and his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. And all of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while, and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
Sed nomine, sed nomine, tu. toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
Dinah Washington.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky.
Gabriel, will warm you some early morning.
lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky, bright as that by and by. We're gonna see a great day. Every hour will warn you, somebody
to take a moment to honor the life of a D-Day hero, Robert L. Persichetti. Sadly, we have learned that he passed away while on his way to France for the 80th anniversary. The veteran organization Honor Flight announcing his death on social media, saying Persichetti served his country bravely without hesitation. He was among the 70,000 soldiers who courageously stormed the beaches of Normandy on this very day in 1944 and later fought in the Battle of Iwo Jima. And as we remember Al Persichetti, well, we also remember and honor all the soldiers for making the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah.
sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy, Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. Heaven, cross the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready, get ready, get ready for the judgment day.
Pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day.
Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray.
But hallelujah, hallelujah,
helps to shoo the clouds away.
I'm recalling times when I was small in light and free jubilee days. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaints while I thought of saints. So I say to all who feel forlorn,
hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll soothe the blues away.
Hallelujah.
When cares pursue you, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day.
This day is called the Feast of Crispian.
He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly, on the vigil, feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is St. Crispin's. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day! My sovereign lord, bestow yourself with speed! The French are bravely in their battle set, and will with all expediency...
Because, to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams were fashioned the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night in every prayer. If you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. Send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone.
I'll walk alone.
Without hesitation and without complaint. These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy, the fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people.
A
left me. I know of 48 of my comrades below. I know of 48 of my comrades buried. Ralph Courtney, Amos Savoy, Henry Younger. This is so precious to be with them. God, thank you, God.
Bring you guys back here is such a blessing, such an honor. It means a lot.
Because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why. And I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather. Dreams we fashioned the night. I'll walk alone. Because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely. When my heart tells me.
Thank you.
That's Norman Riddle and the orchestra.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the boys are far away, still they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn those dark clouds inside out till the boys come home.
Keep the hope fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the boys are far away, still they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn those dark clouds inside out till the boys come.
Chester and the Orchestra. Ivor Novello wrote that.
We're the Merchant Marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. We arrived in Halifax with all we owned upon our backs, for we knew a brave man's duty was to labor for the fight. But it takes more than bravery to survive killers you can't see. Those bastard wolf packs hunt by day and strike by night. We have barely any weapons. Every day our lives are threatened. And if we die, the Navy sends no pension to our wives. Winter on the North Atlantic is hellish cold and frantic, for the sea alone's a challenge to survive. We're the Merchant Marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. In the war of Hitler's visions, the Allies would get no provisions. Total war was his decision. Sinking ships not built to fight. The finest liners of our day are now painted battle grey. But the two small guns they mounted caused no fright. Now it's true we had protection, two destroyers in our section, three frigates, two corvettes to shepherd 50 through the waves. But one destroyer's now debris, both corvettes lost under the sea, and our sister ship's an underwater grave. We're the Merchant Marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach.
we mourn our fallen brothers. Pray to God there'll be no others blown to bits by diving demons deep below. For the carnage and the thunder that sucked those good boys under happens daily, and we've three more days to go. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats, torpedoes hunt for halls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds, the stern of ocean, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats, torpedoes hunt for halls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds, to start of ocean, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. Yes, we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach.
Oh, I had something. What happened to it? Oh, here it is, yeah. For the canine corps. Yeah, the puppies out there. Let's see if we can get that to play. No? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's not going to work. That's going to work. Keep the home fires burning, indeed. John English on tenor. This is a cylinder record. Yeah, I can play cylinder records.
On the hillside, they were calling from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along, and although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song.
The Canine Corps.
I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. You see, sir, I'm a blind boy. Yes, I am. I'd like to do my part to show what's in my heart and help my country win this war that we are in. My rover, he can hear a mile away, and he can see at night as well as day. I'll get along somehow if my country needs him now. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. There are heroes on the battlefield and where the white waves toss, but here's the greatest hero I ever ran across. He was just a little blind boy who loved his country so. This is what he told them when they wouldn't let him go. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. They say they can enlist just like a man. We've walked since early morn from way out on the farm. When we heard on the air they need dogs over there, I've never seen Old Glory wave above, but still I know she's there for me to love. I've told my dog goodbye, I don't mean it if I cry. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam.
Stand by for news. Back in a moment, I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Stars, on D-Day.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.